Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mardi Gras going on, and here in Chicago, you know, Mardi Gras or Carnival being celebrated all over. But also in Chicago, we celebrate Punchki Day, day before the beginning of Lent. And I thought we would check in on some of the best bakeries in the Chicago area that sell punchkis, find out a little about their histories and what they have to offer this year in terms of Punchki Day. And we're going to just do a little round robin of some great bakeries around the Chicago and suburban areas. Wanted to start off with John Roser Jr. from Roser's Bakery, one of the most historic bakeries in Chicago. That's at 3216 West North Avenue, basically North Avenue and Kedzie. And John, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Dean. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Before we talk about the punchkis real quick, just give me a little history. I mean, I love Chicago businesses that have, you know, been open for decades and decades and decades and managed to flourish. That is certainly the case for Roser's Bakery.
Well, we try. So I'm actually John Charles Roser IV, junior of the living, but my great-grandfather started this business in 1911.
Did not know that. See, I thought you were, I thought this was a second-generation bakery.
I would be the fourth.
I should have known that it went even further back than that. Same location all these years?
Yes, sir.
How about that? That's amazing. So just, you know, give us a little overview of, you know, the bakery and what you guys specialize in and, you know, all of that.
Well, I might be a little biased, but I'd like to think that we specialize in everything. We're a full-line retail bakery, so we make everything from donuts to sweet rolls to coffee cakes to homemade ice cream to cookies. Our biggest seller, I would say, over the past couple decades has been cakes. Custom cakes, layer cakes, tour cakes, cakes of all kinds. But you know, over the years, we have managed to continue to keep our quality high and our customer service great, and we've been able to sell all these products that I just mentioned. So, especially punchkis on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. So, how many punchkis do you expect that you will turn out? I imagine you're selling them already, but for Tuesday itself, for Punchki Day, what kind of volume are you guys going to be turning out?
Right. So we started on Thursday making them, and we actually had a lot on order for today as well. But for Tuesday, we're going to forecast for around 7,000.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And how many different varieties? Tell us about, you know, what people can expect from Roser's.
Yes, quite the variety. We have 16 different kinds, actually. We have apple, we have apricot, we have blueberry, we have cherry, we have a bunch of custards, regular custard, caramel custard, chocolate custard, Nutella custard. We have guava, lemon, peanut butter and jelly, peach, pineapple, prune, raspberry, and strawberry. And all of those come either iced or powdered sugar on top.
Now, are any of those brand new? I imagine, you know, you have to stick with the favorites, of course, give people what they want. But are you trying anything new this year?
You know what? Yeah, the peach. The peach is new. Yes, I just added the peach to the menu. The PB&J is relatively new. I added that one about 3 years ago. And the Nutella, the same. The Nutella probably about 3 years ago as well. So those are the newest.
Yeah, those sound like good choices. The PB&J, that sounds like a really interesting choice. What is the most popular?
I would say the most popular is strawberry, just like with our cakes here,
old school.
Fresh strawberries.
Yeah.
The iced or the powdered. I'd say the strawberry powdered is probably the most popular.
Yeah, that's the traditional, I guess, right? That's what people want to bring back a million memories. I imagine that you must, just the way your family has been running this business for all of these years, I imagine you must see 3 and 4 generations of families coming to your business.
Oh, absolutely. We're so fortunate for that.
Yeah, for, I mean, for people who want to bring some of what is tradition in their family into their homes, the tradition is going to your bakery and getting, you know, whatever it is, the strawberry punchkis, you know, whatever. That brings something special into their homes for the holiday.
Absolutely. Like I said, yeah, we're very grateful for that. And I'm, as we speak, actually, before we got on the phone, I'm tallying up all my numbers and going through the orders that we have already, and I'm seeing a lot of the same names that I see every year. So, you know, we really, really appreciate the support. We wouldn't be here without all these people, and we just really, really appreciate the business.
Yeah. Is it too late for people to get orders in now? Or, I mean, should people even think about coming to the bakery on Tuesday, or is it going to be a man?
No, of course. Yeah, no, I mean, it'll be busy, absolutely, but everybody is always welcome. And we try to get people in and out as quickly as possible. We do not have a cutoff for orders. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, we are normally closed on Mondays. We will still be closed tomorrow, but we're actually going to open the phone lines and take orders for Tuesday tomorrow.
Okay, so people can place their orders on the phone.
Exactly. And you don't have to place your order either because, you know, a lot of people just come in and get them. I would say it's about 50-50 here. 50% of our sales that day are placed orders, and 50% are just walk-ins.
Yeah, I got to think for a lot of people, you know, the part of the tradition is going to the bakery and waiting in line, and, you know, the people are probably coming with their families, right, to introduce them to the you know, this tradition the day before Lent. It's got to be part of a family tradition, I would think.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, so if people want to place their orders, what is the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to call us at 773-489-6900.
All right, you can go to roserscakes.com to get more info, ROESERS cakes.com, roserscakes.com if you want to get more online. And again, it's 3216 West North Avenue, Roaster's Bakery. John the Fourth, thank you for joining us, pal. It's always nice to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
I love these great old Chicago businesses. We go from Roaster's Bakery to Bogna Solka, who is with Oak Mill Bakery, which is on the south side, 5747 South Harlem Avenue. Bogna, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Hi. Hi. It's Bogna Solat.
Bogna Solat. Do I get that right this time?
Yeah.
Bogna Solat. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me, and so I say it correctly. How long has Oak Mill Bakery been in business?
Oak Mill Bakery is not only 5747 South Harlem. We are at the point now at five different locations, but we started in 1986 in 15th of April, which is payday.
Yeah.
Which is payday, and we started look like we're going now to the 36th year.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah, I know. That's a long time. And we started, like I said, in Niles at 8005 North Milwaukee Avenue, which doesn't exist as a bakery now. It's Walgreens now. We are across the street, and we are totally in five different locations. The production is now in the Strands, on Oakito, Tui and Wolf, and from here we started 2 dozen of punchki. Somebody approached me at that time. I was 32 maybe years ago, because we have on the window we speak Polish, and somebody approached me, "Why you don't make punchki?" I said, "Well, that's a good question." And we started, you know, because in Poland with tradition, big tradition, and that's Thursday. Here is that Tuesday before, is Mardi Gras before the Lent. And we started with 2 dozen, really, with 2 dozen. And I said, "Let me try it," you know, and from this we go.
And it started off, so the tradition in Poland is the Thursday before Lent, not Tuesday yeah. before Lent.
Yeah. And from here, in here in Chicago, we go from Thursday, which was, you know, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And all this Saturday and Sunday, yeah. Monday, and Tuesday, we sort of finish, you know.
Yeah. And in Poland, is the tradition also with similar kind of punchkis, or is it something different in Poland?
No, it is punchki. A very punchki is a very big thing. I just came from last week, really, on Wednesday. I came from Poland. I was in Poland and in Germany for the show. And everybody, everywhere, I mean everywhere you see the punchki, you know, punchki. Traditionally, punchki was only one filling. Depends on the region of country. In my region, was Poznan, was more like plum is a prune when you baked it. And then on the south of country, was more like a rose petal, you know. And then now it's booming to the, maybe it's also the people, it's Facebook, people look at what the other people do, and it's very, it's getting various of feelings, you know, many of feelings.
Right.
Going from, you know, from prune to advocate. Advocate is like a liquor mixed with the custard, you know.
Right.
That is also very popular.
Okay.
And we here making around 15 different kind of filling and punchkin.
Wow. About how many do you think you sell total?
Well, it depends on the, it's around between the Thursday and Tuesday, it's around 80,000.
Wow, that is a lot. That's
I know.
That's a lot. Wow, that's amazing. But that's how popular it is. That, you know, you have to.
That's how popular. And finally, you know, over the years, I talked to radio and TV, not Polish TV, but only in ABC. But we also teach everybody that punchki is not punchki anymore. You know, even in the grocery stores and the doors, there was punchki, P-A-C-Z-K-I.
Right.
Now it's P-A-N-A is with the little hyphen, you
right.
know?
Right, right.
And then punchki, you know?
Yeah, I've seen.
It's not donuts, punchki.
That's
punchki. You know, and Tonsky, you know, really grew up, you know, everybody, even in California, I see they doing them Tonsky now, but
right.
it gets popular in the States. Yeah.
What is your, do you have some new flavor that you've trying for the first time this year?
Oh, yeah, we have, we thought, you know, because people always asking, you know, what new we have. We have Red Velvet Tonsky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, red velvet punchki, because red velvet cake goes good with the cream cheese. We did the filling cream cheese. Also, we do with black currant. Black currant is something which maybe it's going to get popular in the States because it doesn't grow here. People grow here red currant and yellow currant, but they don't grow black. You know,
right,
that's
right.
better. Yeah, very good.
Well,
also, peanut butter and jelly. Like
peanut butter and jelly, yeah.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. Also, we also make the gourmet punchki. We make them years and years and years. I call them gourmet because they cut in half, and they have filling like fresh strawberry. We also do sour cherry. We now do apple and caramel with a little tinge of cinnamon and, of course, cream cheese and sour cherry. Sour cherry is American cherry, but not sweet. This is sour cherry. They grow in Wisconsin, the orchard with them in Wisconsin and in Michigan, then we can bring some that, you know.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. I know Oak Mill Bakery is one of the most popular bakeries in the Chicago area. What are your locations again? So people, if they want to come and try some of this, what are your locations?
OK, Okay, people can go on Facebook, which is www.oakmebakery.com, and see all the location. But mostly, I can say it's on Arlington Heights on Vance Road and Camp McDonald. Next is the one of the oldest is Milwaukee in Oakton, AD 12 North Milwaukee, Dennis, and Harlem and Lawrence on Holiday Plaza. Then it's, of course, the one by production on Wolf and Tui, which is just blank. And the one which you mentioned is on Southside, 5747 South Harlem.
Very good.
We open from 6 o'clock. People can come in before they go to the office or to the...
And pick up their punchkis before they go to work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
Bugna, thank you so much. Bugna Solta is the owner of Oak Mill Bakery. Sorry. I thought I had it right. You know, the American people, we don't know how to talk.
No, you know. You can say
Solat. Thank you very much. Happy Punchki Day to you.
Oh, you're welcome. And happy Punchki Day to everybody.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got a couple of more bakeries. Some of you are suggesting some great bakeries where you pick up your punchkis as well. 630 area code. Dean, shout out to Calumet Bakery. Been going there since my dad was a Chicago firefighter. That is another long time. Very, very popular bakery in the Chicago area. We'll talk to you some more. We'll list some more that you have for us. 312-981-7200 WGN. We are talking punchkis today, though. Punchki Day is coming up this Tuesday. You know, Mardi Gras is going on now, and will continue all the way up until the stroke of Ash Wednesday when the Lenten season begins. So, you know, great Cajun food is a great choice. We've got so many great restaurants, including Heaven on 7 that we talked to a couple of weeks ago. But here in Chicago, the tradition, Punchki Day, is, you know, these wonderful little you know, pastries that you pick up at, well, you see them in the grocery stores, but you can't beat going to, you know, some of these great Chicago bakeries, ones that have been open for years and decades, and are, you know, multi-generation kind of places. Those are the places that I like best to go to. We've got some texters telling us Alliance Bakery, Wicker Park and River North locations are their favorites. We had somebody text in Benison's Bakery in Evanston that they love. Bittersweet, that's kind of a Highline Bakery. I didn't even know that they did punchkis because... You know, they do like the super fancy kind of pastries and cakes and so forth. But, you know, I guess in Chicago, you got to go with that. Bridgeport Bakery is another one that's texted into us. Central Continental Bakery in Mount Prospect. And also, I want to get on our phone lines to another of the great bakeries in Chicago, Delightful Pastries. And the owner is Dobra Belinsky. Dobra, thank you for joining us on WGN today. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you for the invite. Good afternoon to all the listeners and to the crew that's listening to this wonderful, interesting talk about punchki in Chicago.
This is such a great tradition in Chicago, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I totally love it. We've been doing punchki since this bakery's been around. I noticed that a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon and they're just making punchkis for Fat Tuesday, but they're just making regular donuts and calling them punchki, but they're not really punchki. So that kind of upsets me a little bit because we make punchkis all year round, all the time.
The real deal. Yeah. What's the difference?
The real deal.
What's the difference between a donut that may be filled with some jelly and a real punchki?
So ponchek, you know, you mostly eat it for the dough. You don't really eat it for the filling. And the dough, you know, like a typical American donut, when you bite into it, it collapses and it's a flat pancake. A ponchek, the dough springs back and it's a little bit of a denser dough. It's not this fluffy. It's not super fluffy like the American style donuts.
Oh.
And the fillings tend to be a little bit less sweeter. And we also use rum in the dough. We use orange oil and lemon oil for it and vanilla beans, vanilla extract for it to be a real authentic ponchek.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you need to come over and do a ponchki tasting at the bakery.
I absolutely do. And you've said ponchek. So is that
yeah,
just
one ponchek? Yeah, one ponchek, many ponchki.
Ah,
a ponchki is the multiple, is the plural.
Ponchek is the singular. I never knew that.
That's correct. See, I'm teaching you Polish. You know,
you are teaching me Polish, right? I appreciate that. What is the history of delightful pastries?
So me and my mom started Delightful Pastries 21 years ago, and, she finally gave me the recipe. She finally gave me the recipe when she retired last year. It's been a family secret, and now I'm the only other person in the family who has the recipe. Our idea is to make delicious pastries, but with clean and wonderful ingredients. You don't need a PhD in chemistry and biology to read what's inside our product. We use real butter, we use real milk, eggs and sugar, and real vanilla, not the fake stuff. And that, I think, what makes Delightful Pastry. That's what makes people support us 21 years later.
Yeah.
I think quality ingredients are separate us, and that's what keeps our customers coming back.
I love that.
Week after week.
About how many ponchkis do you think you will sell? You're able to buy them now. You don't have to wait till Tuesday, right?
Yes, we're open. Yeah, we make ponchki all year round, first of all. Today we're open till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow we're opening from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I would recommend for people to come in tomorrow instead of on Fat Tuesday, because Fat Tuesday, the lines are going to be out the door.
Right.
And on Fat Tuesday, we're open from 5 a.m. till 6 p.m. And then the rest of the week, we're open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. So
very good. What? Give me your phone number. Give me your address.
Absolutely.
Because I want to come and get some. You've made them sound so delicious to me.
Wait till you hear about the flavors. Ha ha. It's our number is 773-545-7215. Our address is 5927 West Lawrence Avenue. We're close to Austin and Lawrence. We're about 100 yards away from there.
Okay.
And if you're taking the metro, if you're taking the subway train, you get off on Jefferson Park, and it's a 10-minute walk to our bakery from the Jefferson Park station.
Okay, and you can go to DelightfulPastries.com and learn more and get all the flavors there. Dobra Balinski, thank you very much. Happy Punchki Day to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I hope people come in for our Boozed Up Punchki. We've got the Jameson, the vodka, and the lemon moonshine.
She knows how to sell it. I love this. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.